You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. Today we're talking about something a lot of people enjoy year-round, a good drink. Maybe it's a glass of wine with dinner, or cold beer after work, or sparkling toast during special occasions. Whatever you choose, there's something many people don't realize. A lot of alcoholic beverages are not actually vegan. This has nothing to do with grapes or the grains. It comes down to what happens during production. Let's walk through it in a simple and pressure-free way so you can enjoy your favorite drinks with clarity and confidence. Many wines and beers and spirits use animal-derived ingredients during a process called fining. This step helps clarify the beverage by removing particles that make it cloudy. The challenge is that traditional fining agents often come from animals. Here are the most common ones: isinglass from fish bladders, gelatin from animal bones, egg whites used mostly in red wines, casein, which comes from milk protein, and chitin, sometimes sourced from crustacean shells. These ingredients usually do not remain in the final product, but since they're used in production, the beverage is not considered vegan. As you explore different drinks, here are a few categories to keep an eye on. Red wines that might use egg whites, white or sparkling wines that may use casein or isinglass, certain craft beers or ales that still use gelatin, ciders clarified with animal-based agents, cream liqueurs made with dairy, and spirits flavored with honey. The good news is that vegan-friendly options are growing fast. You don't need specialty shops to find vegan wine anymore. Many mainstream brands keep their production fully vegan or label it clearly. Here are a few dependable options. Frey Vineyards, a pioneer in vegan and organic winemaking with clear labeling. Our Daily Red and Our Daily Bread wines, affordable, widely available, and consistently vegan. Bonterra Organic Vineyards, many of their wines are vegan friendly and marked on the label. Ménage à Trois, select bottles are vegan, always worth double checking on Barnivore. And Yellowtail, several varietals are now labeled vegan on the back of the bottle. These are easy to find in big supermarkets and make the process simple. Alcohol labels can be confusing because manufacturers are not required to list fining ingredients. Still, there are a few things that help. Look for bottles marked vegan, unfined, or unfiltered. Avoid ingredients like casein, albumin, honey, lactose, or isinglass. Natural or organic wines are often, but not always, vegan by default. When in doubt, it helps to check quickly online. Now, there are two tools that'll make this extremely easy. Barnivore.com, the classic vegan alcohol database. Type in the brand and get a yes or no. The Abilion app. It includes community reviews that often include vegan alcohol products. And Vegans Explore, where we'll have a list of guides that you can reference to find all of these lists and more. And if you enjoy drinking socially and want to explore vegan choices, this is one of the easiest swaps you can make. The flavor stays the same, the experience stays the same. You simply avoid animal-based production methods that most people never knew were being used. So whether you're celebrating something special or just enjoying a drink at home, it's easier than ever to choose vegan-friendly alcohol. A little awareness goes a long way. Thanks for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with someone who might find it helpful. I'll see you next time.